Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Sister Amen with Brother Tupos. I'm Brother Tupos. You're Sister Amen. We're coming to you today at the end of a long, busy day. Was it a busy day, Sister Amen?
Yeah, it was, which is kind of normal, but that's good.
Yeah, it was very good.
In the Lord, yeah.
We feel happy, joyous, thankful, and a little tired, but we're ready to go still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what we did was we got up early and we went out and we had what's called a threefer today. We hit three churches preaching at them outside of the Monroe, a Presbyterian, then an evangelical type body, and then another Presbyterian. And we posted them under our witnessing area, so you can go and check those out.
Yep.
I like this verse, Matthew 10:27. That's why we go. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, that ye preach upon the housetops. Well, I didn't preach on the housetops today, but I did preach all over the sidewalks.
Yep.
And we reached a lot of people. Sister Amen, any thoughts about our church street preaching today that was pretty eventful?
Well, I'll just share a little bit at the first one that we were at. I got to witness to a woman there. I could obviously tell by her face and her demeanor that she wasn't like a seeker, but I still loved her and shared truth with her, because you never know when somebody might actually get some truth.
And by the way, we saw a lot of feminism at that church, and that's because they have a lady pastor.
Yeah, and that was one of them she was laughing at. When I mentioned feminism, you brought that part up, and that's right where I was going. She actually used the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, and then denied it.
A split second later, after I said, you used the Lord's name in vain, she said, I did not.
We got her on audio.
Yeah, it's like confusion. But anyway, I was thinking Exodus 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Yeah.
And vain in the Greek is, that would be Hebrew, sorry, in the sense of desolating, evil, uselessness, emptiness, falsehood, nothingness.
Yeah, just kind of blurting it out there with no real attachment and reverence for him.
Right, and when people use it like an expletive,
yep,
like she did, then that's the evil.
That's the evil.
That's in there, yeah. I mean, it's evil anyway when you do that.
Yep.
But, yeah. And then I was thinking about this, too, because with some of the things she said, and oftentimes out on the street, I know Brother Tupos agree with this, and the others who are out witnessing, when you're witnessing to people and they're kind of starting to defend their sin or think they're really wise and try to trick you in something, you know, you can always take what they say and turn it back around on them with the scriptures.
Right.
You know, like she told me about not fearing God, and I said, well, you don't fear your God because he's false.
Right.
You know, he's got a false gospel. And I was thinking about this, 1 Corinthians 3:19-20. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are in vain. And there's that word.
Yep.
So, sisters, just something to think about as you're witnessing, and people like to push back on the sins. You can take what they said, turn it around, and show them right where the scriptures are.
Yep.
So, they're trying to be crafty and defend themselves, but we can use it in wisdom and
Amen.
Turn it around to try to get them to help,
yeah,
you know, maybe see.
Yeah, at that first church, the woman pastor didn't come out. Two men came out, and I tried to engage them, asked them to bring the Bible. They ran and slammed the door real quick. By the way, all three of these churches, we were right across the street from the big, giant police station. Every 30 seconds, there was a police station car, a police car driving by, waving at us. They knew us. They know me as a street preacher. They know we're peaceful and safe. They just drive by and wave as we're out there doing our thing. So none of these people felt threatened by us. And so the men ran and hid, and there really wasn't any seekers at that first body at all, and we didn't engage too many people. And then we walked down the sidewalk, and the mosque, there's actually a mosque there.
Yeah.
I was hoping to witness there. That was closed. Nobody was at the mosque.
Right.
So we had to keep going. And there was another religious body called
Sunrise.
It's like an evangelical church. We preached there, and Sister Amen did talk to a lady that took a gospel and seemed a little bit interested.
Yeah, she was at least kind about it. She did say that she would look into it.
Yep.
I mean, I could tell she wasn't like overly
hearing
what I said, but you never know. She might walk away and take a look.
And the modern pastor came out, and he didn't even let me preach the gospel. He kept interrupting me, and then he ended up turning around and walking back in and never coming out again. But I did get to preach about to about 20 people, 25 people that came out at once, warned them about their man-made religion. And so that was awesome. And I told them we're going to put a testing up, which we did. So anybody can come and look and seek and test. And they can see. And I gave the pastor all the reasons that your gospel doesn't call you out of the world, that you're practicing pagan holidays, that you're feminized, that you're keeping many false doctrines. And it's amazing. As soon as you talk to people about their false doctrine or their sin, it's like they shut off their ears and don't want to hear. Well, then we didn't come for them. We're looking for the people that have a heart for righteousness, that want to obey the Lord, want to root out all sin. And that's why we're looking for seekers and sheep.
Yeah, it's not the people who, when you tell them that their religious body is unbiblical and they walk away going, oh no, yelling at you across
which
the
one
street.
Lady did.
Yeah, she did today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to share with her, but she didn't want it. But yeah, it's pretty easy to see when somebody's looking for the truth and when they're not.
Yeah, amen. So we preach there, and then, when that one was done, we went a little further down the street, and there was another Presbyterian church, and this one was more eventful because the modern pastor was there by the door, and I got the chance to call him out, and I did right in front of all of his people. You can go watch the videos, Living Stone Church, Josh, I can't even remember his last name, modern pastor Josh, but I asked him questions he couldn't answer about. His false gospel doesn't call people out of the world. I asked him about his male phallic symbol up on the top of the building, the steeple. He just looked up. I zoomed in on him and said, hey, you want to talk about that? He didn't want to talk about that. He couldn't answer about 3 days and three nights and their lie-filled Easter, Good Friday holidays. He couldn't answer about his hero, John Calvin, who founded the Presbyterian Church, actually taught women to cover their heads, and they don't teach women to cover their heads. And so that pastor, that modern pastor, got a loving call out and rebuke in front of people. And the reason I do that is it's for the saving of his soul and to warn people around that, hey, you got a false teacher here. And that's what's loving, and that's what we're called to do. Not be mean-spirited, not call them all kinds of unbiblical names. Yeah, I might call him a heretic. I did call him a worker of Satan. He is, because there's children there. He's deceiving them. Mm-hmm. And we looked up his Facebook page later, just as I had knew he would be, a worldly man who loves the sports of the world, who runs wicked marathons in nakedness, biblical nakedness, and him and his wife are people of the world. They're not holy, set-apart, godly saints. So he got a call out. It was awesome. Lots of people walking in and out got called out. I don't really think we saw, to be honest, any real seekers. There were some people that were listening. So that's what we expect at these religious places. So we do it for God's glory, as you well know. And then we do it also that sheep may see and hear. And maybe some of them need to go and test and become sheep and go, what's he talking about? And when they go and test, they go, wait a minute, we're following man-made religion. How can we worship Christ in spirit and truth as we're following false man-made religion? So it's very redundant what we do. It's the same thing, just like Paul and Jesus going to the synagogues or going to towns and preaching the gospel. But I believe God's work was done today, and these false teachers could not give an answer in God's word.
Right. Amen. I had a thought and I kind of lost it. My brain's getting tired.
Yeah, and so we finished up there in front of that religious body, and we got in the van, and I said, let's go down the road, and we pulled into a gas station, and I met a young man
that we met last year. Yeah.
Recognized him. He walked right up to me. He asked for another gospel card, said he lost ours. I'm not so sure how true that was because he never contacted me, but poured a lot of truth into him. He said he moved and he's going to a church. He named the church. I know of the church. I said, that's not biblical. This young man's kind of a weightlifter and he walks around showing his body off. So I had to kind of lovingly say, what are you doing with your life? Are you serving Christ or are you walking in the flesh? You're going to false religion. So a year ago when I met him, he got love and kindness and gentleness and the gospel and the call to come. What did he get this time, Sister Amon?
He got more love in the form of some rebuke.
Yeah, he got a rebuke because I told him, I used to be a bodybuilder and you're just wasting your life, young man, and you're pumping up your body, but you're destroying your soul and man-made religion. And he just kind of looked down. He had no answer. And again, I offered him to email me. and come out of all the false ways and come out of the world. So this time it got ratcheted up. He got a little bit of a rebuke. But what I want to share with you, preachers, sisters, brothers, anybody out there that shares the gospel, a year ago he saw two workers of God doing work out in the parking lot. We were out preaching that weekend. A year later, he saw the same two people were out working. He knew we just came from preaching at three churches. He saw our van with gospel signs, consistency, biblical witness. Truth is put in this young man, and maybe 10, 20 years from now, if the Lord tarries, he may drop his nets. He may serve Christ, and maybe God used us as a small part to point the way. Does that make sense, Sister Drummond?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Hopefully he has ears to hear
yep.
this time.
Amen.
Seems like he did a little bit, but maybe it will convict him this time.
Amen, amen. So then Sister Drummond looked up, and I said, let's go to a park, because she wanted to wash a few clothes. And I needed to work online because we wanted to add these preaches. And I had a brother's call coming. And we wanted to witness. So we went to the park and we set up.
Found a really nice, busy park.
Beautiful spot by a big lake, Lake Winnebago. Biggest lake in Wisconsin. And we set up and we had witnessing.
Yeah, I wanted to say it was really awesome because the park has like a one-way road that goes
yep.
through. So every single person coming in that park came down that road
yep.
and had to drive up beside the van that was loaded with gospel signs.
Let's see real quick. One old man, I call him an old man because he's old like me, about my age or older, came up on a little three-wheeled cart. We had an awesome talk and he was encouraged
oh, yeah.
and he was edified and he thanked us for what we do. He wheels off.
But wait. He wheeled off a little ways away, and then he sat there reading the whole card.
He read the whole card.
He sat there for a long time reading
it. He said, well, Lord bless you. You keep doing what you do. You're doing a good thing. So that was
right.
awesome. And then another man walked up yelling at us.
He threw a unbiblical gospel track
yep,
on our
threw
table.
A track at us, yelling at us, because he saw me rebuke the pastor in town, and he didn't like that. So he yelled at us and walked away, and everybody was looking, and I said, sir, you don't have the fruit of the Spirit, but okay, we love you. He walked away.
Yeah.
And then another old man like me, but this man was much older. I think he was like he was in his 80s. He was very old. He was on a three-wheeled bike, and he said, tell me about Jesus. You look like, are you from India? I said, no, sir. I follow Jesus Christ. I said, I wear a tunic because that's what he put us in. He goes, oh, you're lying. And I said, no, sir. And I gave him scripture and showed him. He goes, well, okay, I guess you're telling the truth. And he ended up being Roman Catholic. And he took my gospel card right in front of me and he ripped it up. And then he said, here. And I thought I had a good line. I said, sir, you turned the gospel into garbage. I said, you throw it away. I wouldn't take it back from him. And I said, you know what? You don't want the gospel. I said, I'm going to turn away. I got work to do. And I turned around. He rode his three-wheel bike up right where Sister Amma and I were sitting, tried to talk to us a little bit. I ignored him and said, sir, we're done here. You need to repent. We love you, but go on your way. He eventually pedaled off.
Pedaled away.
And went on his way. And so the witnessing there was very active. All the while, Sister Amma and I are working on putting our witnessing audios
videos up. Yeah.
And then I'm on a phone call. We get our witnessing audios up. I'm on a phone call with brothers on a video call, and I turn and I look and I see this young woman come walking up, and she has her hands out towards me. Sister Amin was in the van, and she said, can I talk to you about the Lord? And I said, of course, come up. She comes walking up, and I said, Sister Amin, I called her out. Sister Amin took her over by the van as I talked to the brothers. What happened, Sister Amin?
It was an awesome talk for, I'd say, probably an hour.
Yep.
Or over an hour, and I went from ground zero of God being the creator of the universe, because I wasn't sure where she stood, all the way through pretty much every single topic there is to talk about.
She's from Thailand.
Yeah, her and her family are here, and she said they're believers. They've been looking around for a church that's supposed to be biblical, and we talked about all that, and I told
her. I'm sure you warned her that there aren't any.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I went through all. If you've been watching the street preaching videos, you know probably everything
yep.
I said, which was everything that you could possibly say.
Yeah, it was awesome.
She was listening, yeah. And then I gave her several gospel cards because I said, give one to your dad, give one to your mom. There's one for you.
Yeah.
I said, do you have any other older siblings in the house? Because they were living together. And I told her about how we are to be the body where we are, and Brother Tupo's to be able to help her dad, and we're here to
help. I saw her hug you twice.
Yeah, yeah.
She was very receptive.
Yep, it was pretty awesome. So we had in that park a good one, an evil, a good one, and an evil. Yeah, is that how? Too good and too evil.
Too evil, too good, and there was some other sidebar.
Oh, yeah, there was people. Every single one was, like, slowing down in the back, and then you gave a gospel card to the guy across the street. He stopped.
Yeah, one man drove by, and he said, "Are you baptizing people today?" And I said, "No, sir," but I said, "That is part of the biblical faith." I said, "Would you like a gospel card?" He said, "Sure." I walked over and gave it to him. He looked really tired or worn down or whatever.
Yeah.
And when he drove away, I said, "Nice meeting you, sir. Let me know I can help you." I invited him to come over and talk. He didn't want to. I said, "Check out our website." He said, "I'll be on your website checking it out." So that was kind of neat. So yeah, that young woman was, that was just such a blessing. And the brothers were greatly encouraged by that. They, I was telling them what was going on. And this is our life. We just live for the Lord. Let our light shine. We had our gospel signs out, and we're out in the streets, and it's amazing to me. I'm always amazed. The religious people reject us. They get angry. They don't want to talk about truth. You go in the world, most people don't want to talk their truth, and then the seekers come walking right up, like drawn like a magnet to people that can give them the truth of God. So I see the Bible come to life every time that happens.
Yeah,
and that's greatly that's greatly encouraging to me. How about you, Sister Roman?
Yeah, because even as a new believer, when I read the Bible, I saw people coming to Jesus.
Yes.
Coming up to the disciples.
Yep.
And over the years, we've seen that happening more and more. Well, we're out in the streets more, but yeah, it is pretty awesome to, you know, be in the midst of a whole bunch of people and nobody wants it. They're ignoring it. Maybe some mockers, this and that. And then all of a sudden, somebody walking right through the crowd.
Yep.
Walks right up, and they don't care if anybody sees them.
Nope.
They're just, like, drawn.
Yeah, they're drawn it's by the Spirit of God. Because God calls everybody, but not hardly anybody answers. And so God wants none to perish. So the ones he calls and answer, they come right up.
Yeah, it just popped in my mind. I remember, I forget where we were, but the man was, like, he was flanking us on the other side of the street trying to get over by us, and he finally got an opening, and he ran all the way across the street to come over and talk to us. He was like, "I've been wanting to get over here and talk to you." I had a really good conversation with him. I can't remember. It doesn't matter where it was, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And we see that all the time. And that's why we know we're doing what God's called us to do. Because God's glorified no matter if anybody listens. But we see the seekers that listen. And we're planting seeds. We're pointing the way. As Paul said, "I plant, Apollos waters. God brings the increase." And we just trust that the Holy Spirit is going to do what he does with all these labors that we're doing.
Right, and I know sisters who are diligently working in the ministry in the streets they have. God opens up doors for them, and if you walk right through, he'll keep opening them, you know, in the ways he does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be obedient and keep pressing on. Go ahead.
And that was exciting today. We knew a whole bunch of brothers that were all out doing ministry at the same time, and we were messaging each other, finding out how things were going, and they were all out witnessing and handing out cards and talking to people. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I always like to tell the sisters, all the saints all the way around the world are shining their lights, and God has us all kind of like we're all missionaries in a different place.
Yep.
And we get to encourage one another and then just keep going.
Amen. Awesome. So, yeah. So it was a good day of witnessing, good day in the park. We got our videos and our posts up. Any thoughts from you, Sister Amin?
Well, I just said the word missionary.
Yeah.
I know the so-called missionaries of today, they're all, most of them are propagating something bad. I guess it just popped in my mind. Is that a good word?
Missionary.
It's not. Yeah, I just said it's kind of like missionaries out all over. I get the concept.
It's not a biblical word.
Yeah.
But it is. It can have a biblical concept. You're on a mission for the Lord.
Yeah,
so you're like a missionary that goes forth. So yeah, most missionaries aren't biblical. I think messenger is probably the better word biblically because we're messengers of God, like angels are messengers, his people are messengers. So we're messengers, we're workers of God, evangelists, that type of thing.
Yeah, so let me retract that statement. I said, like, we're all missionaries around the world. I want to say, like, we're all God's messengers.
Yes, messengers.
The world. I want to be biblical, so you can see, sisters, I'll test myself even right here.
Yeah, amen, amen, yeah. I knew what you meant, but yeah, it's good. It's always good to use biblical terms. I was talking to a brother today about, he was talking about rebuking somebody he was talking to, and he used a couple terms that weren't exactly biblical to call the man, like, let's just say, to describe the man.
We,
and I told him, make sure you use biblical terms. Like with a false teacher, you never want to call him an idiot. That's not a good idea. But you might want to say, sir, you're a heretic. That's a biblical term. And so let's keep it in line with Scripture. So that's a good thing for us to always do, use biblical terms. Because terms are very important. Everybody's throwing out they're born again. Everybody's throwing out they repent. Everybody's throwing out they love God. But when we define those terms biblically, they're not really doing those things.
Yeah.
So any other thoughts outside of our witnessing or scriptures or anything you want to share today, Sister Amin?
Well, a sister listened to one of the witnessing audios I did, and she sent Romans 3:18. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good one because I like using some of the fear of God verses out on the street, and that was another one. And that's exactly what it is. People don't fear God. And I told that one woman today, you know, you got a false God. No wonder you don't fear him.
Yeah, they got these evangelicals and the two Presbyterians. They've got a gospel that says Jesus died, covers all your sin. You can do nothing. Just believe in him and you're good to go no matter how you live. Well, what's the fear of God in that? There's no fear and trembling. Mm-mm. Hey, Jesus did it all. I got a get out of hell card in my pocket. I'm going to heaven no matter what.
That sounds like those people at the music fest that we were at the other day. They were singing, they did a really bad false gospel, and then they're talking about Ephesians 2 and grace, how we're saved by grace, not with works.
Yep.
Anybody boast.
And then grace,
they
sing
this really horrible song about grace.
Yes.
You were witnessing to somebody, and I was like, I never heard a song like that. Yeah. That was like really...
They're drunk on grace, greasy grace, easy grace. And so the Bible tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus said strive, which means fight. We've got much to do in our covenant, our blood covenant with Christ. And so this false gospel gives people a false sense of security. That's Satan's desire, is to tell you that you're okay when you're not okay. And God says strive to enter in, follow the Savior, follow the Messiah, and seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And everybody else goes, I got it. I don't have to try hard. So Satan has entered man-made religion, and we're out there fighting against it.
Right. Amen.
And I love that. So,
We get the greatest tools.
Amen. Amen. Brothers and I were talking about a lot of things on the phone today on our video call, but I wanted to share, we talked a lot about boldness when we're witnessing, and I wanted to share some verses here. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So that's talking about because of what Christ did and our response to him, we can come boldly. Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. I like that. So we get boldness and access with confidence. That's what we need to be in Christ. Mm-hmm. And then 1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So I encourage men, seek boldness, pray for boldness, fast for boldness, study the word of God for boldness, and then ask God for boldness, and he'll rise it up in you. He'll raise you up, and you'll use it in your ministry. You'll use it in your own walk. You'll use it in the body. And it will become a great tool by which that you can glorify God with.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah. We want to be bold for the Lord because he's done so much for us.
Yeah, and guess what?
What's that?
I didn't know what you were going to talk about. Want to hear my scripture?
Really?
You want to hear my scripture?
I want to hear your scripture. She didn't know what I picked. I picked about boldness.
This is awesome.
What did you pick?
I had like three of them I was kind of looking at, and I ended up, I was like, I'm going to take this one. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
Folks, you might say, oh, they're lying, they don't set this up, but God knows, we never set these up. Sister Amin picks verses, I pick my own, and then we read them.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, I want my sisters to be as bold as lions, and you did that thing on bold, and that word, care less.
Yep.
You know, I could care less what anybody thinks or what the ramifications are. Yeah, disregard. Be bold.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome. Great verse. It's one of my
favorite
verses.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So that was pretty much our day today. Tomorrow, we're going to figure out our next preach path. We have a couple options for our next preach coming up, and then we're going to roll out. Again, I can't believe August is winding down, and we're thinking about our fall path already. This has been an awesome summer. God's been so good to us, and thousands of people have heard the gospel, and people are edified, and we've seen brothers and sisters come together and find unity. So it's really been an awesome, awesome summer. And we're looking forward, if the Lord gives it to us, the fall season to come, Sister Amin.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's see if we get it. We got to get tomorrow first
if he gives it to us. Any last thoughts or any last things from you today? I got one last scripture I want to share.
Nope, I'm going to let you have it.
All right. I want to leave you all in the words of Brother Jude. Ready? Jude 1, verse 2. He said, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. I like that. Multiplied. I like how they talk about let it be multiplied. You don't get it once. I hope you get it over and over and
again
over.
Again and again and again.
Many times over, multiplied. So that's how much we love you, multiplied in the things of God. Let us know how we can help you. You can see those witnessing videos at the witnessing video area. You know where those are, the street preaching area. And we hope that you were edified by this audio. We hope to come back to you tomorrow with more. We hope to, in the future, be working on with our fellowship some more teachings that we can start adding on a more regular basis, because we've been doing a lot of planning, a lot of discipling, a lot of organizing, and I think we're at a place where we're ready to start working on focusing on some more teachings, and I'll be going to be getting back to my verse by verse, and we'll be doing topical teaching. So we want to keep edifying the saints all over the world and encouraging them so they see the gospel going out, they see verse by verse study, they can help build their own faith, and we just want to be salt and light to our brothers and sisters and also to the people around us.
Amen. Praise God.
Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Shoot us an email. Until next time, we are standing with you. And as Paul says, stand, do everything you can to stand, and then
stand.
I love that.
I love that, yeah.
Love you all. God be praised.